38 years is a long time to wait for an album, and one which has been the subject of legend and conjecture for so long can't possibly live up to expectations. Or can it? Former Beach Boy Brian Wilson released his album Smile this year after abandoning it in 1966. Ed Ward, who's been waiting for it ever since, takes a listen.
There's no question, Smile is the record of the year. Whether it's the best record of the year or not, I'll leave to those who get to hear a lot more new music than I do. But there's no doubt about the fact that one of the great lost albums of rock history has finally been released, and that, in large part, it's worthy of the hype and mystery surrounding it for all these years. A little background. In the summer of 1966, the Beach Boys released an album called Pet Sounds, which had been recorded sporadically between the previous November and April. It was radically different from any of their previous records, in that it featured magnificent orchestrations, elaborate arrangements, and far more personal lyrics than the group had ever recorded. In large part, this was due to their bass player, main songwriter, and arranger, Brian Wilson, having retired from the road the previous year. Increasingly solitary, he put a large part of Pet Sounds together in studios he rented, only involving the group for vocals. Several of them thought the new stuff was pretty weird, but they indulged Brian, although they realized there was no way they could do most of the songs in their live show. During the course of the Pet Sounds sessions, Brian recorded a track he called Good Vibrations, and his lyricist, Tony Asher, wrote some words. Brian set it aside. Meanwhile, although it sold less than any previous Beach Boys album, Pet Sounds was drawing some attention. Just as Brian had been inspired to create it by the Beatles' Rubber Soul, a whole album with all good stuff, he called it, Paul McCartney was said to be listening obsessively to Pet Sounds. The Beatles were hard at work on the album which would become Revolver, but this Beach Boys album made them realize the bar had been raised in pop music. McCartney bought copies and gave them to his friends. Brian now turned his attention to a new project. With all the confidence he'd acquired with Pet Sounds, he conceived of an album with interlocking lyrical and melodic threads. With a new lyricist, Van Dyke Parks, writing dense, elusive, enigmatic lyrics, he began to work on an album he called Smile. When the Beach Boys heard it, they were appalled. This was just too weird. However, out of loyalty, or just a lack of options, they did add vocals, first to the Good Vibrations track he'd recorded, and gradually to some of the others. But between the pressures of creating this work, the record company's wish for more commercial music, although Good Vibrations became one of the group's biggest selling singles, and, most legendarily, the fires that broke out near the studio while Brian was recording a track called Fire, the project, and Brian himself, collapsed. For years he refused to discuss it, dismissing Smile as inappropriate music. But in recent years, Brian Wilson has been making a comeback, with great support from a band called the Wondermints. And, as his confidence mounted, word began to leak out. He was going to complete Smile. And now he has. In a way, it's not much of a revelation. As it turns out, most of the major pieces of it have leaked out on Beach Boys albums. Several of them, including Good Vibrations, were on Smiley Smile, the patchwork album that came out in the fall of 1967. Surf's Up, which Brian played on a Leonard Bernstein TV special, even became the title track of a not otherwise very good album in the early 70s. But what a difference it makes when they're all put together in their original sequence, not to mention re-recorded by a band that's not only sympathetic, but enthusiastic, and Van Dyke Parks' words suddenly don't sound so odd.
A diamond necklace plays upon hand in hand, some drums along to a handsome man in between. A blind class aristocracy, back through the opera glass you see the pit and the pendulum draw. Colonnaded ruins, diamond on
People have made fun of Columnated Ruins' Domino, whatever that means, but what does it matter when it's set to a melody like that? One of Brian's other great melodies was previously hidden under a strange vocal by his brother Carl, but here it's given free rein.
She belongs there, left with her liberty, never known as a non-believer. She laughs and stays in.
Playing excerpts doesn't give the full scale of the project its due. Smile would have given Sgt. Pepper a run for its money if it had come out on schedule and sounding roughly like this. In a way, it's good that enough time has passed that we can hear it with some perspective. Having to top or equal it would have been catastrophic for Brian Wilson in 1967, but today it just is what it is, a perfectly realized pop album brimming over with good vibrations.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin.